Mayor Duncan, however, had himself been curious and finally pinned Parson's staffer into recounting an applicable legend.
A tomb of the old gods,
the parson had finally said.
Nobody has been there in living memory. Small boys do not count. But it was said to exist by my great-grandfather when he was still alive, and he lived a long time. The gods used to come into these mountains, and they buried the great men in huge caverns. When the lightning flashed on High Peak, it was because the gods had come to bury a great man from over the water. Once, there were thousands and thousands living in big villages, 100 times the size of this one. These villages were to the east, and it is said there is the remains of one straight east where thousands lived. And the place was flat, except for some hills. And when a great man died there, the gods brought him to the tomb of the gods.
Parson Staffer had shaken the badge.
This was placed on the foreheads of the great when they were laid to rest in the great tomb of the gods. And that's what it is. And ancient law says that nobody is supposed to go there and must not go there and had better stay away from there forever. Especially little boys.
And he had put the badge in his pouch. And that was the last Johnny ever saw of it. After all, Staffer was a holy man and in charge of holy things. Nevertheless, Johnny thought his father should have been buried in the tomb of the gods. Johnny had never been back there again and thought of it only when he saw lightning hit High Peak. But he wished he had buried his father there.
Are you worried?
Asked Chrissy. Johnny looked down at her, his reverie broken. The dying fire wove a reddish sheen into her hair and sparked in her dark eyes.
It's my fault,
said Johnny. Chrissy smiled and shook her head. Nothing could be Johnny's fault.
Yes, it is. There's something wrong with this place. My father's bones, in the last year, they just crumbled like that skeleton's in the tomb of the gods.
The tomb of the what?
Said Chrissy, idly. If Johnny wanted to talk nonsense, it was all right with her. At least he was talking to her.
I should have buried him there. He was a great man. He taught me a lot of things. How to braid grass rope. How to wait for a puma to crouch before you stepped aside and hit him as he sprang. They can't turn in midair, you know. How to cut hide into strips.
Johnny, you aren't guilty of anything.
It was a bad funeral.
Johnny, it's the only funeral I remember.
No, it was not a good funeral. Staffer didn't preach a funeral sermon.
He talked. I didn't listen because I was helping gather strawberries. But I know he talked. Did he say something bad?
No, only it didn't apply.
Well, what did he say, Johnny?
Oh, you know, all that stuff about God being angry with the people. Everybody knows that legend. I can quote it myself.
Quote it.
Johnny sniffed a little impatiently. But she was interested, and it made him feel a little better.